Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I'm your host, Crystal Williams, and I'm just so excited to gather with you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for what you will do in my future. It's so important, you all, to thank God in advance for where you're going, because right now you may be in a season where, Lord, this ain't it. But at the same time, we want to thank God for where he is taking us, because we know that God is good. We know that God is good to us, and all things are working for our good. That's what his word says, and that is a promise that we can truly stand on each and every day, no matter what. So I just want you all to give God a hand clap of praise this morning to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we lift you up right now, and we just honor you for who you are and for what you have done for us. Thank you for being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because can't nobody do it like you, Lord. Can't nobody bless us like you can bless us. Can't nobody bless us like you can bless us. And so this morning, we're going to keep it short. Because the word this morning is super simple. I have a message, but it's super, super simple. And so before we get into that, definitely want to remind you all to join the Daily Bread prayer list, the Daily Bread text message prayer list. Like, if you have, and if you didn't know, if you're on this text message list, you can definitely text a prayer, and of course I will text back, and then we will pray for you each and every day and each and every time we come up on this prayer call. Also, for the Daily Bread text messaging list, you will be a part of the series that I'm doing right now, which is called the Run That Ready Set Run That Prayer Back series. And that series has been sent to your text messages every other day, but you're receiving them, and I'm just excited because they're so good. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, it's me who's doing it, but I'm listening to these prayers as well. I'm like, oh God, I thank you for speaking through me to speak to your people. So definitely join. If you're not on it, you can text the word bread to 201-357-3218. Again, that's 201-357-3218. All right, you all, let's get into it. And so on my spirit this morning, I was reflecting back on the sermon that I heard yesterday. I was listening to yesterday, and it was two phrases that really like stuck with me in my spirit. And those two phrases are go from warrior to warrior. How many of you all tend to worry about like things or like everything? Let's just be honest, right? That's one thing we're going to do on this prayer session is keep it 100. I know for sure I worry about certain things, and some things I don't even know I'm worrying about. But guess what? It will come through, like it will showcase in your body. It will present itself in your body. It will present itself like, oh my goodness, this must be a sign that I'm worrying. This must be a sign that I need to really like calm down. And so I just want to... It stuck with me yesterday when the pastor said that, because I was just like, ooh, I felt that. So, yes, I just want to declare and decree that each and every one of us go from warrior to warrior. Warrior to warrior, okay? And the scripture, of course, that comes to mind is Philippians 4:6-7. And for those of you all that are not familiar with that scripture, it states, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation. You see how it says, but in every situation? Not in this situation right here because it looks so big, right? But it says, but in every situation, big or small. Right? By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Let me say that again. It says, do not be anxious, meaning do not worry. It says about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. I don't know about you, but that scripture hits different for me every time I read it, because it's such a reminder to just literally seek God about everything that is going on in your life. Again, that is Philippians 4:6. So anything, if you're ever feeling anxious about anything, if you're ever feeling like, God, I don't know if this is for me. God, I don't know if I should do this. I don't know if I should do that. God, I'm worried about my health. I'm worried about my finances. God, I'm worried about my relationships. Again, go back to that scripture. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So that is a reminder that we can go to God about everything. I don't care how it looks like, what it looks like. I was just telling, having a conversation with someone, and I was just like, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It looks bad. I'm just going to tell you, it looks bad. However, I know our God to be a sovereign, a good God. God is gracious. God is the God of favor. And I just believe that even in the midst of this situation, God will show us favor and God will work it out for our good, point blank, period. And I stand on that. I stand on God's promises. So when things are just going awry in your life, when things are going sideways in your career, your business, and things, even when things are going good, we just got to remind ourselves that there are promises we have to stand on constantly, not just during the bad, but in the good too. We have to stand on them constantly, right? Constantly. And so that's what I wanted to share with you. But I also wanted to share with you the second phrase that stuck with me in my spirit when I was reflecting on the sermon from yesterday. It is win the day, W-I-N, win the day. There is a phrase that I always say up here. Always say, and that is, you are a winner by default. You are a winner by default. And so when I heard that phrase, win the day, it really took me back. I was just like, oh yeah, I'm a winner by default. So I want to remind you that you are a winner by default, because you are victorious by default, because you understand who your Father is, your Heavenly Father, that is. You understand your Heavenly Father is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You understand that you are a true child of God. And with God on your side, guess what? You can't go wrong. With God on your side, knowing that God will never leave you nor forsake you, knowing that God will work it out for our good, knowing that when God is really in your life, you lack nothing. So what does that mean? You have everything you need to succeed. You have everything you need to go forth and conquer and be all you have been called to be. And so I want to encourage you all to win the day. Win the day. And so the scripture that came to mind when I heard that phrase, win the day, is Matthew 6:34. Again, that's Matthew 6:34. It states, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Let me read that again for you. It says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. I just want to take a pause right there, because how many of y'all just be worrying and focusing on, like, oh my goodness, what if next week or this week or months from now or years from now this is to happen, and da da da, and it's like you're not really present in that moment about and thinking about what God is doing like right now. And so I want to encourage you all to do that. Pay attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get what worked up, or don't worry about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Okay. When the time comes. How many of y'all know it is real difficult to wait on God? Just period. Right. It's really difficult to wait on God, but I just pray that
God would give us the endurance. God would give us some stamina in the waiting season. God will build up our spiritual muscles, our faith muscles in the spirit, in the season of waiting, whatever you may be waiting for. And so, like the scripture says, it says God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. And so that is what I really wanted to drop in your spirit this morning, encouraging you all to go from warriors to warrior. If you did not know, there is a warrior inside of you. There is a prayer warrior inside of you. There is a warrior inside of you to just go forth and do all the things God has called you to do. There is a warrior inside of you. And so when there is a warrior inside of you, I just declare and pray right now that God will fill you up with his wisdom, fill you up with his love, fill you up with his grace, his mercy, his favor. God will fill you up, right, with what you need as the warrior. You're a warrior in Christ. Hello? Let's just be real about it. We are warriors in Christ. And so how dare us, right? How dare us just worry about everything? But, you know, I'm just going to be real because we always keep it 100 on this prayer call anyway, that worrying just sometimes happens. It happens. We're human, okay? So if you find yourself worrying, I just want to encourage you, just stand on that scripture. Stand on the scripture, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, okay? And then win the day. Focus it on winning the day instead of focusing on winning the months, winning the years. Focus on winning the day. Literally, take one day at a time. I know you probably said that time and time again. Oh, I'm just taking it one day at a time. Oh, I'm just doing it day by day. But really, don't just say it, but do it. Don't just say it, but do it. So focus on winning the day and give your entire attention, like the scripture says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up or don't worry about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Whew, yes. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for what you're doing right now. And I thank you for what you're going to do for us in the future. We just thank you in advance because we know right now, God, wherever we are, wherever we're positioned to be right now, it will not always be, God. We know that the circumstances that we face will get better, will get better in due time, whether it's in our careers, whether it's in our businesses, whether it's in life in general, Lord. We know that you are working it out for our good. We stand on that promise, God, that you will work it out for our good. We stand on the promises of you, God. We don't stand on the promises of man. We stand on the promises of you because we know that you will come through for us each and every day, each and every moment, every second, every hour, God. You are doing it for us. And God, I just pray that right now that you open our spiritual eyes up so that we can see and notice you, what and how you work and how you move, God, on our behalf, Lord, because we just believe that you are behind the scenes doing it and doing it right for us. So God, we thank you for your protection as we go through the day. We thank you for your protection as we go through this week, God. We ask that you cover us from the top of our heads to the crown of our feet, God. We ask that you get, place a special hedge of protection around us and constantly dispatch your angels around the vehicles that we may be going in, whether it be a car, a train, a plane, God. We just ask that your angels are there to surround us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for the strength to endure, the strength of endurance, God. We know that there is a miracle in endurance, God. So, God, we just thank you for the faith muscles. We thank you for building our muscles up to be not just warriors, but warriors, God. Not warriors, but warriors, God. In the name of Jesus, we know that with you backing us, God, that all things are possible. All things are possible for who believes that you reign, that you reign on the throne, God. In the name of Jesus, all things are possible for those that are called according to your purpose, God. God, we just pray right now, whatever it is that you have called us to be, that you reveal it to us within time, with time, God, at the right time, at the time specified for us to know what it is that you have called us to be. If, even if you have told us what we should be, or shared with us, or whispered to us in our ears, God, or downloaded within our spirit what we are called to be, we ask that you make it clear, you clarify to us, you clarify, give us clarity and direction on how we should move with the gifts that you have given us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just ask that you give us direction in our careers, in our businesses, and in life in general, Lord, and bless every relationship that we are fostering right now, God. Mend the relationships that need to be mended, God, and break the relationships that need to be broken, Lord, because truth be told, we don't need everybody to come with us to where we are going. And so, God, give us the strength to remove those that are not supposed to be with us on this road, as we go down this road and journey towards our purpose, towards what you have called us, or where you have called us to go, God. So God, we just thank you. We love on you, and we just ask that you help us to focus on winning the day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed work week, and I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.